Father, before I speak another word, I want you to know that no matter what I say, no matter what goes on in my life, no matter what happens to me today, tomorrow, the future, and in the time to come, you are the sole person that gets responsibility and glory for it. God, you take nothing and you use something. And you make something out of nothing. And God, I just ask you today that you help my brothers here to receive this into their hearts and into their lives so that they might become so much more than they ever dreamed possible, not because of themselves, but because of this principle that I am going to teach them today. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said. You know, in our lives, we have been given a measure of grace from the cross. That God has given you this gift of grace and mercy that is yours. And I have told you, and you have listened, and I know you have heard, that that is not the whole story. But with that grace and mercy that comes at the cross, we must learn how to walk in it and become those things that God would have us to be. As leaders, and this is a Bible study for leaders. And the name of this Bible study is, Use It and You Will Get It. I am going to use myself as an example to some degree before I read scriptures so that you'll get the gist of what is being said. You know, myself, I have humble origins. That doesn't mean I was humble. I mean my origins were humble. Amen? And yet God has chosen in my life to give me much grace and show me much mercy as He has in yours. And the reason why I keep going forward is because I keep seeking Him in my life with my everything, always acknowledging that it is not me, it is Him. You see, we were at Robert Leardon's church. I believe everybody here went. And he spoke about how God enables us to do so much more than we are humanly capable of doing. And that's what I'm here to talk to you today about, is the fact that naturally we are not able to do the things that God would have us to do. Naturally, we are not capable. We don't have the mind. We don't have the strength. We don't have the power to do the things that God would have us to do. So we must forsake the natural man and become the new creation of the supernatural man. And the way that happens is in my life, as you know, I am more on fire. You know, Pastor Matthew talked to us today and he talked about how if you're 10 years old in the Lord, you should be more on fire than ever before. And he is so right. You know, a new person coming in might have that wildfire, but you should have that focused, pure fire that is directional and able to take you to wherever God will choose to show you. Amen? And what it is I decided when I decided to serve God that I was going to serve Him with my everything. And that no matter what I went through, I was going to go through it. And whatever measure of grace He gave me at the time, I would take and I would use it. You see, when you use it, you will get it. And what I'm talking about is that extra measure of grace for every growth of your life. I am here to tell you that I don't care if you're a stinking genius, that you cannot operate your life in that mental attitude, that you must operate your life through God's grace and mercy. You must, through everything that you do and everything that you see in your life, you must see through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You must acknowledge that without that, you cannot do anything. And you must operate within that boundary all your life. And when you learn how to do that, and you learn to use the grace that God gave you, and you willingly submit and subject yourself to whatever it takes to grow in that grace and mercy, then God is going to give you more. What? Grace. More grace to go through more stuff. You see, we are all going to go through things, but you must make the decision that you are going to go through, but not on your own, but in His grace. You must learn to steadily be on your knees, on your face, seeking Him in every situation. It's like today, I'm sitting here. These are my plans for the next year. I can't do it on my own. But I didn't give myself these plans. The Lord showed me that I should start a home for families. You've heard me talk about this. But in order to do that, I must complete the curriculum that we are completing right now. You understand? So that this is a complete thing. Right? That others like yourselves can be raised up in this grace that God has given you for this job at this time. So that you might rest in this and receive that grace from it. And as you use it, He will give you more grace to do more. You understand? And you must operate continually. It is His grace in your life that enables you to go through. And that's why you can't do it on your own. You got to submit yourself to God to get a refreshing of that grace. So I must complete this. Now, I think that an average person would consider what has already been done by God in me in this is a great work even for a lifetime. You know, as it progresses, as it goes across the country, and it will, it is a great work for one person in Christ for a lifetime. But that is not enough. You must use the grace that God gives you in any area of your life to fully utilize what it is God has given you in your life so that you might be measured again in another area of grace. And I told you that, in fact, that by next year, when I get done with this curriculum, I must write again another curriculum that is going to be called New Life Skills, for which we are going to start this family outreach thing. For those people that are traumatized, that need a transitional home for a while, where we might spiritually teach them truth and vocationally teach them skills so the husband and the wife can go out and make a living and learn about Jesus and become a foundation in our church. Now, that alone by itself would be a great work for God done by somebody. And by itself, it would be enough for most people in their lifetimes. They would consider that enough to do. But you see, God is a God of never enough. God is a God of one that as you take the grace that is measured to you and use it, He will supernaturally enable you to do more. And that's like right now, in the midst of this, I get to go to teach, and that's what I am going for, although it's a nice place. In the Caribbean, right? And then I just found out today there's a mega church up north that wants to take me up there to do a seminar, pay me money, right? About discipleship, outreach, those things. And on top of that, I have been talking to you about doing this youth outreach of a mega proportion. Do you understand? Because God gives me the grace, the strength, the will to do these things. I am driven by God. God is my driving force. It is His grace that enables me to do these things. And if you know me at all, I get to them, even if it may not be as timely as I would like it, as His grace enables me, I get there, and I am not intimidated by the volume of things that I do because it is not me doing them. It is His grace that enables me to do all the things that I do. Amen? And although just the one work, just the bad organization, the teaching of you leaders today and the leaders to come and the building of a ranch inside of it and restoring of two floors for youth bios is all by itself a great work. It is a great work. And I'm here to tell you that I appreciate that great work, but it's not enough. You understand? You can never get to a place in your life where you sit there and say, this is enough. You must seek more of God's grace in your life. God, help me to serve you. God, help me to be more than I've ever been before. God, help me to be that man you want me to be. But more than the man that you want me to be, help me to be your man. Amen? Be the one that is bold enough to do the things that others won't do. Be the one that rests in the Lord enough to not be affected by the outside crowd. And what I'm talking about is a measure of grace. And I'm talking about God has given you a measure of grace for things to do in your life. And as you use the grace that He has measured to you, as you go through the workshop that you are going through, as you continue and go forward and be faithful in the workshop that you go through, God will add you a measure of grace again. And what does that mean? It means you go through more workshops. It means you go through more challenges. It means that you go through more trials. It means that you go through more times with Him than ever before. But you must take the grace that has been measured to you and utilize it properly. You must strive to go through the workshops, not just go through. How many people have sat there and heard me tell you before that when I have serious opposition in front of me in my spiritual mindset, I'm like an old bull. And I just start rutting in and I dig deep. And then in my mind, I am not going to go through. I am going to push through. You understand? And that is the grace that God has given me in my life, is I do not accept a conflict that cannot be resolved. I do not accept a mountain that cannot be pulled down. I do not accept personal trauma in my life that will deter me from the path that God has chosen for me. Grace. God has given each of us a measure of grace to do great things. But if we can't do littler things well, if we can't get that inside of us built up to that point where we are striving in everything that we got to not just go through, but go through in power in God, then God is not going to bring us the next level of grace to go forward and become greater and greater in Him. The truth is, the measure of grace that God has given you for what you're going through today is more than enough. But are you utilizing it, or are you utilizing yourself? Do you understand? So you have got to get a hold of this. You know, I'm not college educated. I've never been to a seminary. Right? My biblical learning is total Holy Spirit inspired. Right? People would say that I am not learning. And yet, I have had doctorates of theology come up to me and have me to explain to them what they're supposed to be a doctor of already knowing. That is a measure of the grace that God has given me in my life. I have not just read the Bible just to read the Bible. I have read the Bible to learn more of the truth through Him, God, seeking revelation and His power in my life in every area. And you know what, people? This is the missing ingredient of great works that separate common people from common people with great works, because we're all common. You get it? You must take and properly utilize the grace that God has given you. You must learn that self-control, those things in your life that you need to make come to pass, that not only do you go through, but you go through with power, His power. That your belief gets to that place where all things are more than possible, but you are expecting of them in every area of your life. In none of this did I say anything about being perfect. Did you notice that? Because if God knows anything, He knows that His child Dominic is far from perfection. But my heart is solely focused on the grace and love and attention that He has given me. That in everything that I do, you hear me always give Him the glory, because He is the only one worthy. No matter what I do, no matter how excited I get, no matter what, I know that it is not me. It is His grace in me that enables me. And you have got to use that grace. I'm telling you that if you are one of those people that procrastinate, you got to get over it. You got to quit being the one that just sits there and lets God just pass you by. And you got to get in the flow of things, and you got to push through in His grace. It takes self-motivation technique, but it takes His grace in you to be used to go to the next level. Are you hearing this? This is so true. A leader is self-motivated. But is he self-motivated? No. The grace that is in him that God has given him through revelation power is what drives him. What drives me? Vision. Where did that vision come from? God. Why did I get that vision? Because of my faithfulness at first and my decision to push through no matter what. And he recognized my tenacity and my I will not give up attitude and I will go through. And so he noticed as I drove through the common things that we all go through when we get saved, that I went through not just getting through, but in power and seriousness of intent of my heart to serve him. You understanding? And as a leader, we must operate in his grace as he has given it to us and not treat it lightly, but be thankful for it and push through in every area of our life. Do you understand? Because it's God's grace that enables us to do anything. But if we aren't using his grace to do what we already know we can do, then why would he give you more to do something when you haven't even completed what you should have already been done with? Hallelujah. Laying aside the repentance of dead works, let us move on to life. Amen? Sure, we're sorry. Sure, we blew it. Sure. So what? But God's grace should take us through that sorrow. God's grace should take us through that point where we forgive ourselves. And that happens. Now God's grace is ready to move you forward again. Amen? We've got to quit repenting about things that we've blown. And we've got to get on to the new things that God says we can. We must accept His grace. The fact is that your old sins are underneath the blood. And you must diligently work on getting over it. I have trauma in my life. I have broken relationships, separation from children. I have all those things. I've been through it, people. But God's grace is sufficient to take me to the next level. So I do not stand around meditating on my dead works. I have taken His grace and allowed it to push me through to new works. Do you understand? You see, if you can't get this far, you can't go further. I'm going to give you the prime example. The talents. And listen to this. 25:14, Matthew. Usually I use this as an example of the one that did nothing, lost everything. Alan, do me a favor. Matthew 25:14. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them." You see, God has entrusted you with his goods. Right? And he is not here at this moment, although he lives in us. But he has entrusted to you his grace to go through all these things. Amen? He's given them to you to use. You must use his grace. "And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his" what? What does your version say?
Every man according to his several ability.
What does yours say?
Ability. Several ability.
"And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own" what? Ability. His ability to receive and use that talent. See, you've got to really receive this word from Jesus. God is ready to give you whatever you are ready to receive. And we aren't talking about your past, and we aren't talking about your what you've been through. We ain't talking about those things. We're talking about your ability to use what God has given you. And you as a leader must be able to pour out onto others what you have already gone through. Let me tell you something about a leader. You cannot follow somebody who's never been there. Amen? He doesn't know how to lead you to the place where he's at because he ain't there. So as a leader, you have already got to be through this repentance of dead works thing. This get over it thing. You know, you got to be to a place where you are operating in the new grace of the leadership thing. Right? Where God enabled you to do these things through His grace. But you aren't getting there until you go through the first workshop, which is get over and repent of your dead works. Does that make sense? It's so true. You've got to get a hold of this. And it is His grace and that measure of grace that will get you through there. But because we choose not to apply ourselves in these areas that we know we should apply ourselves in, we stay in the midst of our dead works and never get no real works. And that is the truth of most of the church today. They're so stuck on the stupidity of their past or their inability to receive the grace that God would give them for it, that they miss it. But nobody has to miss it. It is up to us to use the grace that God's already given us. He hung on the cross for you. He died for you. He saved you from yourself. He gave you grace for your old sin life. Get over it. Amen? And if you don't get over it, why would He measure to you a new measure when you have not used the grace that He has already given you? You know, I mean, I have major issues to face yet in my day. Someday my kids are going to come up here and they're going to tell me that maybe I abandoned them. They're going to tell me I wasn't this, I wasn't that. And you know what? They got every right to say those things to me. But I'm not going to hang my head and tell them, you know, yes, that's terrible. Because, in fact, I will say without hanging my head that, yes, you are right. And, yes, those are terrible things. And, yes, I shouldn't have done them. But I'm going to also tell them, the man that was lives no more. And this is a new man that stands before you. Because I am not going to operate under that old dispensation. I am past those dead works. Right? And I am what God has given me today, which is the new grace dispensation in my life to do great things. Amen? So it says, he gave 5 talents to another, 2 to another, 1 to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on journey. Why? To see what they would do with what they had gotten. Then he would receive 5 talents, went and traded with them, worked the grace that he had been given. The grace of God in his life. Worked it. Used it. Utilized it. Didn't just put it somewhere, but made it work. You have got to make the grace God has given you in your life work. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. Multiplied that grace. Used what they had, and through the use of what they had, were given more. Right? And I don't want to talk about the other guy that just went and put his money in the ground. And we're going to go to 19. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with him. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. And the Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. You see, if you use what God gives you, He will have you to rule over many things. You're not capable of ruling on your own. You don't have that in you on your own. But God will make you ruler of those things through His grace, because you have properly used what He has given you. You got to get it. You understand? It is not you. It is you using what He has given you. Properly, diligently, steadfastly, always about. Getting away from the beating up and the tearing up because of what we've done. And entering into what God would have us to have new in our lives. You know, there's some people that they never quit talking about how terrible their life was or how terrible their life is. My life is wonderful. Amen? But it's not because of me. It's because of God's grace in me. If you're going to be a great leader, you have got to utilize His grace in your life. You cannot be lethargic. You cannot be the last one to show up. You cannot be the one that is a bad example. You must be the best example. That must be your motivation in life, is to get on to the next grace dispensation. Because until you get past your dead works, you aren't getting any new works. And if you can grasp a hold of this, then you can grasp a hold of everything. Now, I'm 40 years old. Amen? And right now, I'm doing more than I've ever done in my life. And how much more so you that are so much younger than I am? If you can grab a hold of this principle right now, you can change not only the world you live in today, but the world you'll live in tomorrow as God's grace increases in your life. If you can learn to operate in His grace instead of yourself, if you can properly utilize, kick your own butt and make yourself do what you already can do instead of hanging out in Never Land, in La La Land, then God will measure to you again a measure of grace to do greater things than before. And when you get that done, He'll measure to you another measure of grace to do greater things than ever before. And on and on and on and on and on until you are so full, you are explosive. And what is the key? Using what you got. But not just using it, but pushing the envelope with it. Not just floating through, but aggressively seeking to be complete in that area so the next one can start. Attitude is everything. It's like I told you guys yesterday, or whatever the class yesterday, I told you that a lot of people will look at a glass. It may be half empty or half full, depending on your attitude. Right? My attitude is there is nothing impossible. Another person's attitude is I can't do nothing. What's the difference? Attitude. Fact is, God's grace is there for everybody. Everybody. He shed His blood for everybody. His grace is available for everybody. But is your glass half full? Are you still pissing and moaning about your rotten past? Or have you laid it to rest with the dead works that it is and gone on to the new? You know what? Never forget when I tell you that it takes time. But most of us take too much time. And we need to aggressively push through so that we get the next measure of grace that will be in our lives. And as we aggressively use that grace for His glory, He will give us more grace and more grace and more grace. And you know what, people? It ain't about papers saying you're this and that. It ain't about years in the Lord. It ain't about none of that stuff. It's about you using what you've already been given. That grace that God has given you, you should be using right now. As far as being lethargic, as far as just hanging out, as far as being the same as you were, those keep you in that place that keeps you in repentance of your dead works. And you need to get over that repenting. You repent and then you move forward. Amen? And God has given you grace and mercy to get through that area of your life, but you've got to get through it. And then when you get through it successfully, and you quit your sniveling, your whining, and your complaining, and you look forward for the next thing that God is going to give you, and you aggressively seek that extra measure of grace that you need in your life now, and you have successfully used what He's already given you, He's going to add to you more and more and more as you use what you got in your life. I know it's true. I live it. And all men of God that truly are doing a work for God live it too. Why is it that some just go to a place and stop? Because they haven't used what they were just given. They have arrived, they think. They're at that place where, okay, this is good. It's never good enough. It's to be aggressively sought after with your everything. And when you use what you've been given, God will give you more. You see, there's this attitude thing is something that I want to talk about for just a minute. Some people are waiting. And there's nothing wrong with waiting. Sometimes we have to wait. But it's better if we're aggressively seeking. Amen? What does that mean? That every day you're in His face, you're applying what He's told you. You're seeking direction. You're aggressively seeking these things. Amen? Some people will just wait. Well, I don't like waiting, but I do it because I know it's one of my workshops. Right? And I stay there and I wait and I wait and I wait. But at the same time, I am aggressively, spiritually pushing all my borders. I am always in the Word of God. Amen? My wife can be doing whatever, it doesn't matter. I'll be sitting there at a table, I'll be reading a Bible. Right? It's the way I live. It is my life to seek more of the grace of God in my life. I don't have time for a lot of this stuff. And I take care of all the responsibilities that I have. So it's not that you in this room have more time to yourself than I do. You hear me? So you can't tell me you don't have time. But how you utilize your time is how you utilize His grace. Do you understand? You must redeem your time with Him in your life. Father, I pray that they get this word. That they get through the repentance of dead works. And go forward and receive the new grace dispensation that you want to put in their life. And God, I love you and I thank you for it because you are a great God. And we are not the key, but you are. And let it be this day that each of us decide right now to go all the way. There is no end except when the end comes, Lord. And let it be until that day we aggressively push through. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, Amen. Amen.